Amen? Amen? Amen. There is something about God's Word, isn't it? It's open, it's alive, it's vibrant. And as Brother Sam was speaking, I thought to myself, I'm glad that my name is not Alvin. Because I'm sure he was excited with that scientific calculator, but he just missed the boat there. Just a few quick things. You know, Brother Sam mentioned divine communication and divine technology. He made reference to Colossians. And it should blow your mind to think that there are so many things about the Lord Jesus. We touch a little bit of the surface. We just scratched it. And there's more to come. What we'll do now is open up for discussion. And it's open discussion. So it's brothers and sisters, if there's questions, please, if there's comments, the floor will be open for about 20 minutes or so, and then we'll take a break. Then we would have the second lecture by our brother Verrill Solon. So we'll open up the floor for open discussion. Whether there's questions or comments on this morning's lecture, please feel free. Thank you.
What is very striking in relation to the portion that was read and expounded upon is that there is no new message. This is the final message that God has given to man, and God has spoken in finality and in fullness in His Son. And to think that God is speaking in Him, as was made mention, He is the message and the messenger. So the speaker who is communicating in the book of Hebrews and speaking is the Son. We realize even most of the epistles that commences deals with the fact that the apostle and the writer. But in this epistle, all of that is hidden because the person who must come to light is none other than the Son.
I just have an application to the thought that was brought out in relation to the old technology, or that this student who brought in this calculator that was not useful for the purposes of that present time. And like him, at this time, the writer to the Hebrews were going back to old technology, as it were. They were going back to what had been set aside, to the law, to a performance-based relationship, a performance-based communication to God that God had set aside, that was dated. And often it could be the case for us, although I trust that we have all tasted the grace of God, this new way of communication that's free, that's open to all, and that we realize His goodness to us, yet we often go back to old technology. And we often go back to this performance-based relationship or means of communication whereby we try to attain His pleasure by the things that we do, by the performance that we show. But it's a new way. He's showed us a new way, and it's by grace through faith. And it's free, and it's wonderful, and we don't need to go back to this old way of the law and of anything that we do, but it's all have been done in the Lord Jesus.
So we can appreciate how full and how rich the person of the Lord Jesus Christ is, the Son. And many persons have done great things and are spoken about. And one of the glories of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can see that he has as man is that he's Savior. He's great as a Savior. He's also great as King. He is the great Shepherd. He is the great Priest we have seen. But greater than all of these is he is the Son. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful to see how we have the substance of all things, and he's better than all that ever went before, and the excellence of his person.
Stops working. And I was thinking, kind of jumping on what you shared a little bit, it's not so much that there was this technology and then a new technology. It was that, you know, sort of like with the sun, this nuclear reaction that scientists now are just trying to master, that it was there from the beginning. And even in God's plan from the beginning, so even that intermediary technology was just part of the plan that was there at the beginning. And it just all goes in a cycle, like what was at the beginning is also the maximum. And I think sometimes too, even with like Hurricane Sandy, when we have these various disasters and all of our quote-unquote modern technologies fail, you know, people are looking for bottles of water and trying to just get the very basics, which was, of course, there at the beginning, the basics of the things that we need. I appreciate it.
So the epistle really brings out the greatness of the person, because the old way was perfected by the Son. And as we see here and heard in the lecture, the Son is eternal. So he was there at the beginning. He was always ever there. He was always ever the Son. But then he manifested himself. And we see in verse 2, he spoke to us and he perfected all these old things. And now everything is in him, and it's all in the person. And so it's not about the way or the anything, it's about the person and how he has perfected all things, or has perfected the old way of doing things in himself.